This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese government is now holding to the position that multinational talks will not help resolve disputes in the South China Sea, but in fact may make the issue even more complicated. The comments from the foreign ministry come after Japan proposed a multilateral framework to settle maritime disputes in the South China Sea. A foreign ministry spokesperson says the South China Sea disputes should be addressed through bilateral negotiations. It's being reported that the Philippine government is opposed to the recently signed China-Vietnam joint statement. It's calling for a multilateral approach to resolve the South China Sea dispute. China and Vietnam have affirmed their political will and determination to try to settle maritime issues through direct negotiations and consultations. Israel's Supreme Court has now backed a prisoner swap with Hamas, rejecting petitions against freeing more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the captured soldier Gilad Shalit. Victims of militant attacks had requested a 48-hour delay of the swap, which is due to begin in just a few hours. Israelis and Palestinians making the final arrangements ahead of the swap. Today's swap is scheduled to take place at the gate of the Rafah crossing, which is the gateway between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. Jordan's King Abdullah is now named a renowned international judge as the country's new prime minister. The appointment follows the resignation of Maruf al-Bakit earlier on Tuesday. The new prime minister has been instructed to open up talks with opposition figures in order to push forward political reforms in the country. Maruf al-Bakit resigned amid criticism of his government's performance. Jordan is so far one of the few countries in the Arab world that has not seen any major unrest in the wake of the Middle Eastern protests. Libya's interim government now says that its forces are close to winning full control of Bani Walid. The suggestion contradicts earlier reports that the National Transitional Council forces had taken full control of the pro-Gaddafi stronghold. NTC military spokesperson Ahmed Bani.
We are controlling more than 90% of Bin Walid city. Our forces now in the center of Bin Walid. In a couple of days, we will liberate it completely. There's a difference between Bani Walid and Sirt.
Bani Walid has been under siege for weeks with hundreds of pro-Gaddafi forces hiding in its valleys and hills. Interim government is on record as saying that it will declare national liberation once Sirte falls, even if Muammar Gaddafi himself remains at large. The authorities in Turkey now say that over 7,500 people are still taking shelter in the southern part of the country to avoid the violence in Syria. Turkish authorities say over 19,000 people, at one point or another, crossed over their southern border to escape the fighting in Syria. Of them, 7,660 are still taking refuge in southern Turkey. The U.S. and North Korean sides are now meeting to discuss the possible resumption of recovering the remains of soldiers killed during the Korean War. The two sides are meeting in Bangkok this Tuesday. The U.S. Defense Department says that the talks are only connected with the potential repatriation of American remains and have nothing to do with issues connected to nuclear talks or other disputes between the two sides. There are close to 8,000 U.S. soldiers unaccounted for from the 1950 to 1953 war in Korea. Around 5,500 of those bodies are believed to be buried on the North Korean side of the border. The Hong Kong-based Chinese Gold and Silver Exchange has now started trading the renminbi kilo bar gold. It's being touted as the world's first offshore renminbi-denominated spot gold contract. Chinese Gold and Silver Exchange President Heywood Cheung says the rollout of renminbi kilo bar gold marks a big step forward by the exchange on the road to internationalization. The exchange has appointed Wing Hang Bank and Bank of China's Hong Kong division as the settlement banks. Over 300 Chinese Muslims have now become the first from Ningxia to begin a trip to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, for an annual pilgrimage. Around 2,600 Chinese Muslims from Ningxia are expected to fly to Saudi Arabia via 8 Air China chartered flights. This would be an increase of roughly 200 over last year. The pilgrimage to Mecca, also known as the Hajj, is a Muslim tradition that specifies that all able-bodied Muslims who can afford to travel to Saudi Arabia must visit Mecca at least once in their lifetimes. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.